In a previous webinar, we looked at how to segment your clients, how to separate them into different categories so that you could deliver to them different types of services that would be appropriate to them, and also so that you could communicate with them and with your prospective clients, the target market out there, in such a way that each would recognize that whatever you were communicating, articulating concerning your services and your business was relevant to them. Segmenting. So that's what we did before. We found out that the way that most advisors and other professionals segment their clients, the kind of gold, silver, bronze, will give you these range of services for bronze, slightly more services for silver, and even more services for gold, worked, but didn't really address the needs and problems of the target market that they were seeking to address and trying to capture and attract. And so we're going to have a look at the way that highly successful entrepreneurs think and act on segmenting and how they manage to be far superior in the quality, volume, and consistency of ideal clients that they attract towards their business. And so we're going to have a look at segmenting, how successful entrepreneurs do it. And in doing this, we need to recognize this, that what we need to do in segmenting clients and approaching a target market, targeting a new set of potential clients, is that we need to think about how they think and feel. What's going on in their minds and hearts? What's their psychological and emotional makeup? What do they want that we could address with our services? Now, I discovered a very interesting report and survey done by an organization called Ameriprise International in the States, and they looked at a subject called the new retirement mindscape. How do individuals before, at, and after retirement feel and think? And they found out there were some very clear categories and shifts of attitudes and opinions as people moved from the 15-year period before they retired to the 15-year period after they retired. That 30-year span, people's attitudes, opinions, views, feelings shifted significantly. And they began to realize that there were some very clear categories and segments that people could communicate to and market to and get right in the way that they talked to those groups. Let's have a look at those groups now. Let's have a look, first of all, at the years 15 to 5 years before retirement, and they named this, they badged this or labeled this group the imagination group. This is where people were imagining how things would be, how wonderful things would be once the retirement years were reached. This imagination period, where the imagination simply ran wild and everything was acceptable, everything could be dreamed about. The imagination period, 15 to 5 years before retirement. And they found that attitudes shifted in the period 5 years to 0 years before retirement. The imagination wasn't quite so flowery, it wasn't quite so creative, but became more concrete and real in the minds of the person about to retire 5 years to 0 years before retirement. And it became a period of more real anticipation. This is how I think things are going to be since I'm much closer to the period of retirement. I'm much more clear, or I anticipate much more clearly how I perceive things are going to be rather than how I wildly imagine them to be 10 years ago. So this period of anticipation, and it's usually quite positive anticipation in many people's mind, although there are many, many people approaching retirement who fear and anticipate in some fear the retirement years because they just don't know what they will hold for them. Then we reach the 0 to 1 year after the retirement, A day if you like, the D day, the year of liberation, where we're there and suddenly I feel free. This year of liberation, they entitled it. And that seemed to be fairly common amongst most retirees in that first year. Everything was wonderful. This is the dream I've been waiting for 20 years and I'm here, the year of liberation. And then they found in the years after that, first year of liberation to the 15th year out after retirement, there came a period of reorientation. I thought things were going to be like this. It didn't quite end up like that for whatever background and reason, and so I'm having to realign my thoughts as to how things are probably going to pan out between now and death. These 15 years they called reorientation. And then there came a period as people got much older, probably between, let's say, 70 and 85, where they reconciled themselves to their frailties, they reconciled themselves to their income, they reconciled themselves to what could and couldn't be achieved at this point in life, given the aging body that they have, and really not being able to do what they've been physically, mentally and emotionally capable of doing some years ago. A period of reconciliation to the facts, reconciliation to the truth of how life really is before death. So look at those five groups and ask yourself this question: could I really treat, talk to and offer services to this group, the imagination group, in the same way that I did to this group, the reorientation group? And the answer is no. How could you possibly talk to, communicate with, articulate your services to, deliver and help and advise in the same way with this group as you could to this group? They're simply feeling differently. They think differently. Their language will be different. Their attitudes towards how life is or might be will be different. Therefore, you have to behave, serve, and create services for and communicate in a different way to these two groups. Get that role, and they simply won't listen to you. They just won't feel and think, they don't understand me. I don't think like this when I'm here. And so it goes between all five groups. Understand how each of these groups tend to think and feel as they move across this 30-year span. Then you can communicate your services, redesign your services so that they match what those people think and feel. If you look at that graphic, if you look at that process of 30 years, doesn't it just make sense to you? You can't treat them in the same way. And there in front of you is the why segmentation doesn't tend to work in today's business world amongst most professionals. They think they've segmented them, but they still can't attract the right quality of clients. This is why. This is what you need to do to separate out the way they think and feel. And this report shows you how to go about taking a particular target market, the retirement market, and understanding how it thinks and feels. This is the why, the what, and the how. And later on, I'll give you some real examples about how you can match your services to the way the psychography and the emotional makeup of each of these segments. That segmentation as it should be looked at, not in the normal gold, silver, and bronze fashion.